There have been reactions to the call by population and sexual health expert Professor F.T. Sai to legalize abortion. Sharing his sentiments on the issue with Radio Ghana, the General Secretary of the Christian Council of Ghana, Reverend Dr. Fred Degbe, said the church only allows abortion under certain conditions. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
Christianity upholds life as a gift of God and therefore frowns on any attempt to abort babies and children. But we are also aware that there are circumstances where the life of the parent or the mother may be in danger. And under those circumstances, given the appropriate conditions between the doctor and the client, sometimes it is better to save the life of a mother and not endanger the life of a newly born baby so that they will not be able to cope with life. So in my understanding, Christianity frowns on abortion just as a routine exercise of people who in their sexual activity do not plan their families and it results in pregnancy, and they see abortion as one way of planning their families. Christianity abhors that type of behavior, but there are circumstances that it could be permissible depending on the circumstances and the conversation and advice between the doctor, their counselors, and the people who are involved.
In cases where a father sleeps with a daughter, for instance, what is the Christian view about such a situation? Because I am sure such as a child is usually considered abominable in society. Would you recommend an abortion?
That would be difficult for me to say, because there's incest, it must be followed by abortion. I would not be able to say categorically. As much as we frown on that type of behavior, I'm not sure that the general teaching of the church is that incest must be followed by abortion. Certainly it's not the teaching of the church or of the council.
General Secretary of the Christian Council of Ghana, Reverend Dr. Fred Degbe, in that interview with Ibrahim Kwating. And Deputy Amir of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Maulvi Hafiz Jibril Said, says though Islam frowns on abortion, the practice is permissible under certain difficult circumstances. Hafiz Said told Radio Ghana's Ibrahim Kwating that the destruction of human lives goes contrary to the teachings of Islam.
We should treat this thing with a bit of caution. You see, whatever we do, we should consider the wishes of Allah the Almighty as well. We don't just sit around and say that we want to do this or we want to do that. No, we should also take God's instructions in every matter into consideration. Islam believes that life should not be destroyed, but we also admit that there may be some circumstance which demands that sometimes abortion may be terminated. That decision must be taken with care. Islam believes that if it is done to save the life of the mother, that is under sound medical advice, then we may reluctantly agree. If abortion is done as a result of sound medical advice, for example, if the doctors advise that if we don't terminate this abortion, the woman's life may be in danger or the woman can lose her life, we'll go along with that. The backyard abortions that people do, that is what Islam is against.
So are you saying that abortions that are carried out legally, by legally I mean marriage situations, are permissible in Islam?
First of all, if the couple, the two people who are about to bring a human being into this world, if they are not ready for that, they shouldn't go in for that. There are many ways of preventing abortion. Even during the time of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were ways and means of maybe preventing abortion. That method could be adopted even now. That is why we are not against sensible family planning as such. We are in for that. But once the conception takes place, once we are ready for that and the conception takes place, then we believe that it should not be terminated.
And Deputy Amir of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission, Maulvi Hafiz Jibril Said, talking to Ibrahim Kwating on legalization of abortion.